We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, to compare this with other scriptures, see, we talked about answering the Bible with the Bible, or interpreting scripture with scripture. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, well, let's just turn to that, Matthew the 12th chapter, and verse 34, I believe it is. He said, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Now notice, the treasure is in the heart. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart, he bringeth forth good things. Bringeth forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So good things are evil things. Whichever is in the heart is going to come forth, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now you see why it's so vital for us to understand God's Word and how to interpret it, because we're talking about God's Word being the seed and the water, the seed that will produce, the water that will force the production. And the seed has the ability to produce exactly what the Scripture says or the promise says. And this is why Jesus, here in Matthew the 12th chapter, has stated it plainly, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Now, one translation says, out of the good deposit of his heart, he bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, or a person that has evil things in his heart, he bringeth forth evil things. For I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, let's go back again over to 2 Peter, the first chapter, where Peter says, God hath given unto us, let's start verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power, talking about God's divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Notice it is the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God and the knowledge of his word that sets people free. You could have the promise, which is a seed, but not have a working knowledge of it, it wouldn't work for you. He goes on to say, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So the Word of God is to be interpreted by Scripture. God wants His Word to reveal His Word. Let's go over to Proverbs. And let's talk about this knowledge of God and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, and let's just start with verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thine incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Well, what knowledge of God would you find? The specific knowledge that you're searching for. If you're searching for the knowledge of God in His Word concerning healing, if you cry after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, search for her as hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That knowledge releases to you faith in that promise. You see, faith cometh by hearing the Word of God or knowing the will of God. So we're talking about a specific knowledge here. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. That's where it comes from. It comes out of the mouth of God. Come over to Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And let's begin with verse 1 and go down through verse 7. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, Let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, for she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now I think you can see from these scriptures that we've read here how important it is to have knowledge and understanding. And I'll remind you again that that is the reason that Jesus said Satan can steal the word from you if you don't have a knowledge, a working knowledge of it, or an understanding of it. For instance, quite often people will say, Well, Brother Capps, I'm doing what the Word said to do, and I've made a decision that I'm going to give, and I'm going to do this, and I'm giving more than I've ever given, and said my car broke down, the washing machine broke down, and I just don't understand this. What's going on? Well, it's Satan coming to steal the Word. Now, see, if they don't understand that Satan is launching an attack against them, then they're going to say, Well, it doesn't work. And they're going to give it up. Why? Because they didn't have a working knowledge of the Word of God. Anytime you make a decision that here's what I'm going to do and commit to it, Satan is going to test you in that area to see if you really mean what you're saying. And most of the time, it'll immediately get worse. Whatever it is you're dealing with, it'll immediately get worse. Now, when that happens, you know you've got Satan's attention. No doubt about it. You've got his attention. Now, they say, Well, what I do? Well, I've had people say, Well, now, Brother Capps, I've done everything the Word says do. What I do? Just keep on doing it. Where you get in trouble is when you quit doing it. When he can get you off of that. I remember one lady specifically said to me, Now, Brother Capps, we decided we're going to pay our tithes. And said, You know, we've decided that 10 or 12 times, but says every time we do, said, we get support, we can't even buy groceries. Everything goes wrong. She says, Can you help me? I said, Well, I believe I can. I said, It won't work if you try it. See, she said, We've tried it several times. Well, now, see, they hadn't made a decision to do it. A trier is going to give up when it looked like it's not working. So it's not the triers of the Word, but the doers of the Word that make it work. This is why it's important to have a working knowledge of what you're faced with. Now let's go over to Proverbs, the 9th chapter. And let's look at verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by it thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Now notice, the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Now remember, Jesus said, The one that hears the word and brings forth fruit is the one that received the word into a prepared heart. In other words, the soul was prepared to receive it. And he had an understanding of it. He had a working knowledge of how to put the pressure on the devil with the word of God. And he says, By the knowledge of the holy is understanding, and by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. In other words, you get more done in a day than you usually would, and it also increased the years of your life. But you see, if you don't understand the Word in certain areas, you can have the promise, you can have the Word of God concerning that promise, but not be able to enter into it because Satan will steal it from you. He comes to take away that which is sown in the heart. Now, let's talk about some things that have been misunderstood in the Bible. Go with me to Isaiah. Now, we talk about the Word is both the seed and the water. Isaiah, the 45th chapter. As far as I know, I don't think I've ever heard anybody preach on this. Verse 7, it says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, I got a piece of correspondence from an individual in a certain state that he had all the scriptures that talks about God creating evil and the evil spirit from the Lord, and he had all these scriptures together, and his idea was that God was the one that created all evil, He was the one that was giving you problems. He was the one that was releasing evil spirits in the earth to do all these bad things, and that we in Christianity had it all wrong, that it wasn't God that was a good God, that He was doing all the evil. Well, now, you know, you wonder about a guy like that. You wonder when he gets up in the morning how he finds the floor. But yet still, you see, here it is in the Bible. I form the light and create darkness. Well, that's the seed, but you have to have some water on that to understand it. I form the light and create darkness. Well, certainly, God formed the light. He said, light be. And of course, the earth, as it rotates, there is darkness because of the fixed laws of God. There's night on one side of the earth and day on the other side. But to say that God created darkness, which is evil darkness, then you'd have to violate all the things that the Bible said about God to believe that, because the Bible says that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Now, what are you going to do with that? God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Now, when you find a scripture like this in the Bible that seems to be out of character with God in all the other things, then you're going to have to do some scratching and digging to find out what it means. But you take the Word and you answer it with the Word.
I'm glad you joined us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, before I leave the broadcast, this week is offer number 7238. It's entitled, His Word is Seed, Water, and Light. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. I believe you'll be blessed by this series, because when you understand that the words that you're speaking based on the authority of God's Word is the seed that you're sowing. And Paul said in Romans 10, the Word is nigh you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. How do you plant the Word of God in your heart? You speak it out of your mouth. It's first in your mouth, then it gets in your heart. Now, I farmed for 29 years, and I can understand this maybe a little quicker than some folks, because I know that God's Word is the seed, and the way you plant it is by saying it. Now, you need four things for a harvest. You need good seeds, you need good soil, and you need to plant it, and then you need light. You have to have soil to plant it in, and you need light. God's Word is seed. Entrance of God's Word is light, and the heart of man is soil. So God furnishes seed for the sower, bread for your food. I mean, God's furnished everything. And then you have to have water. Well, the Apostle Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered. Well, Apollos watered by speaking the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, maybe in a little different manner than Paul did. He watered the soil of their heart. Maybe they didn't understand it completely when Paul said it, and he watered it. I mean, God will rain on your desert if you'll just let the Word of God get in your heart. So God's Word is seed, it is water, and it is light. The entrance of the Word bringeth light. I'm telling you, I done got excited about this. You need this series. It'll be a blessing to you. It's called His Word is Seed, Water, and Light. And I'll tell you what, it'll help you understand how to plant the Word of God. You plant it by saying. If you had faith as a seed, you would say. That's offer number 7238. His Word is Seed, Water, and Light. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $19. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.